This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's Dukes and Bill. I'm talking about the Braves. Your chance to talk to us about where you're at with this team and how frustrated you are. And as I said, if you are someone who says, oh, I'm not concerned, okay, great. But most of you are, and what is your number one concern? As we started this season, Mike was talking about, okay, do we have enough starting pitching? That has played out. I don't think anybody thought we'd be concerned about the hitting. Not like this. And the way this has played out, guys, yesterday, 19 strikeouts? 19? Come on.
Yeah, I just feel when things are going bad, even like Matt Olson, I've never heard Matt Olson say anything. Like, literally. And then Matt, said, like, enough of this crap. We can't do this crap all season, paraphrasing. So that's good. I mean, sometimes it's funny because, in years past, I would come in and we'd hear, like, Matt Ryan or somebody from the Falcons. And I always say to Carl, it doesn't change anything. But sometimes as a fan, I just feel better if I hear the player just act like we feel. Mm. Go like, this blank is unacceptable. And that's basically where Matt Olson took it. So if nothing else, I do appreciate the emotion from him,
Yeah, man. Look, I'm with you. Sometimes you just want to know they're on the same team. And what I mean by that is they care as much as we do. The reality is they care more. These losses hit them harder. Them struggling hits them harder. But they don't always react the way we do. But, yeah, I totally agree. All right, 404-726-0929. We're going to take a few phone calls because, listen, this is what we're talking about. And today, with an off day, is a perfect day to kind of just go, all right, yes, I take a deep breath, and then let's reset, and hopefully we can start to win series. That is going to be the key to get back to 500. But when you tell me right now we've won what, Day-Day? Two series?
Two series out of the seven.
Yeah, and look, the Marlins series is not complete yet.
Correct.
So we've won one series? Really? I mean, that's what we're talking about here. All right, we're going to grab a few of your phone calls. Also coming up, guys, we will talk about what's going on with the dogs. Mike, we spent some time with Rusty Manziel yesterday on the show. He was telling us about Michael. He's known him a long time. If he's there, I'd love the pick if the Falcons are going to do it. But Jalen Walker and Michael are having a joint workout in Athens today. Lots of teams there. Obviously, right. Saints reportedly in attendance. They pick before we do. Why is that important? They're in our division.
Right. And we don't want them getting somebody who's going to come back to beat us on a regular basis. So hopefully, they go. I don't know what – honestly, they could do anything. You talked about quarterback. Yep. There's a million ways the Saints could go because they got a lot of issues. But they have been linked to a lot of those players you just talked about. And if Michael Williams does slip, there's the Packers. There's a couple of teams that we've been mentioned, obviously. But, yeah, the Saints could get him, too.
All right, man. Let's talk to Cody on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Cody, what's your concern, man? Express your frustrations. If he's there, no? Cody, you there?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's up, guys? I'm very concerned. If we don't remember last year, the same thing is continuing over into this year. I'm tired about hearing the back of the baseball card, yada, 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 and everyone making excuses for this team when really it's looking like we're trending to be a bad team. You remember when Ronald went down, before he went down, his numbers were way down, nowhere near MVP status. Even if you go all the way back to the World Series win, we had Eddie Rosario in the NLCS as the MVP of the series. We had Jorge Soler hitting home runs for us. We had Jock Peterson. None of those guys in the World Series that are our core lineup right now, the Austin Riley, the Money Mike, the Ozzie Albies, none of those guys were doing anything really back then if you actually think about it and go back and look. So I'm very concerned about the Braves right now. There's no clutch. They look just really dull out there. I don't know what's going on with this team, but I think we went over after that World Series win. We kind of went over the top with it, and we really came crashing back down to earth. And we're really kind of seeing what this team is now without Freddie and Swanson and all those guys out there.
We talked a little bit about this yesterday, Cody. I want to put this in perspective.
Ozzie, by the way, batted .277 in 2021 postseason.
Okay. Whew.
277. That's respectable.
It is. I'm just thinking like what he talked about at the end of last season and how things seem right. to be falling off. The White Sox guys lost 121 games last year. They're terrible again this year, and everybody in baseball knows it. They have 4 wins. Do you know how many wins we have? 5. There is no expectation. The White Sox have not spent any money. They are a bad organization right now, and they are a long ways away from even coming close to where we are. We have 5 wins. The Colorado Rockies are also absolutely terrible. They have 3. This is just to let you know where we're at right now. It's not as if, oh, you know what? The worst teams in Major League Baseball have 2 less wins than we do or 2 more wins, however you want to put it, and we're right there. And to Cody's point, that like this is the trend. It feels like, Mike, and I hope I'm wrong, I hope that we trend the other way here soon, but it feels like, okay, maybe this is not going to be what we thought it was.
Well, I mean, to his point about the guys that stepped in, and by the way, sometimes that's the way it works. Sometimes Mike Schmidt goes 1-for-19, which he did.
He did.
You know, and on the case of the Braves, I mean, guys, Mark Lemke batted .308 one year in 96. You know, Blauser had an amazing postseason, which he bankrolled into a career with a contract with the Cubbies. Remember that?
That's right.
So it's not always the big star who comes through. I mean, and by the way, it was .254 for Ozzie. It was 2020, the abbreviated season. He batted .274 that postseason. .254 to the caller's point in 2021. So Ozzie was okay. But, you know, it was Jock Peterson. It was Soler. And don't forget.
It was the auxiliary pieces.
Yeah, but it was also Snicker. But, well, again, it was the way you moneyballed Acuna.
Right.
The way you moneyballed that position in the outfield. And Snicker, who's such a friggin' idiot to some of you guys, basically sublimely selected perfectly when to start Rosario at the top of the lineup, when to move Soler. Nobody's calling him a knucklehead back then. And the one thing I would say, just to kind of counter, because I get everything the caller said, but when you go back to 2023, this is the greatest Braves hitting team of all time.
It is.
I mean, and with better than things that Chipper did, better than things that, you know, in the old days, take it all the way to Crime Dog, whoever your favorite Brave was, and, you know, all the way back to Andrew and, you know, Ron Gant, the whole shebang.
Across the board, guys, we were first in every category.
Yeah.
Home runs, on base, slugging percentage. I mean,
.276 and OPS of .845 for the season.
Every stat that matters, we were first. And that's why that team should have won a World Series, because offensively we were a juggernaut. And then we got into playoffs and you saw what happened. Let's talk to Roger and Griffin. Roger, express your frustrations with the Braves, man. Talk to us. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, man.
Hey, first, Money Mike has to re-earn that moniker. He is Michael Harris until he earns that moniker back. And I just have a question. Did there something preclude Snitker from contacting Freddie, you know, just on the phone going, hey, I don't see any movement going on. What's going on? Is he not allowed to talk to Freddie while that situation was going on?
No. I'm sorry to cut you off. I don't think that's the way it works,
no,
man.
He can talk to him. These guys.
They're also in a strike with lockout.
Well, at the time, okay, but if you're asking just on a friendly basis and you're telling me that they didn't have any conversations, I would tell you that's not true. But I don't think it has any influence. It's not as if Snicker can influence his agent, or for that matter, the Braves front office to say, look, Snicker go and he will tell you this. I want all these guys. I want them all back. But those decisions are above my pay grade, and the front office decides who we're paying and who we're not. Now, don't think for a second that Snit doesn't want this team loaded with all these guys that he feels like have helped him win and can certainly play. But just on if you're asking as far as the negotiation side of it, or if you're just asking on a friendly side, I'm willing to bet that they had conversations. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I thought they would, but ever since Freddie left, I'm sorry. I've been a Braves fan since the late '60s.
I hear you.
And that at the heart, there's no heart. Washington's gone. I don't see a single person with heart in that team. I mean, they have their moments, but you know, Freddie, you always knew Freddie was going to be there, Chipper, Maddox, all of them. You knew they were going to be there standing up, and I don't see anybody on this team bringing that at all.
Yeah, and this is the thing. You know, we talked about 2023 where this team was so amazing offensively, and, you know, we ran into the Phillies. I always go bananas about the Bryce Harper situation with Arcia. To the caller, two calls back. Riley batted 353. Remember, we got beat. We have the amazing play from Harris. Riley gets, Bryce Harper gets nailed at first base on the throw to center.
You're talking about the Phillies.
And Arcia goes, way to go, Bryce. And then the Phillies use that as a friggin' rallying call. And we looked like they were sitting there like a bunch of putzes with our hands. But that year, just to talk about who's clutch, who's not, Riley batted 353. We got beat by the Phillies. You know, I have to remind you guys how that went down. Olsen batted 250. Albies was 267. What happened in 2023, Ronald batted 143.
Okay.
So Acuna was ice cold against the Phillies in that series. Money Harris, he only had 13 at-bats. He didn't have a hit. Ozuna was 154. Murphy actually hit in that one, but it gets back to the caller two back that we're just not
Cody.
Clutch.
Cody.
We're just not clutch.
All right, David.
But Riley was, for what it's worth.
David, you're up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Express your frustrations, Dave. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I love y'all's show, and y'all make us to be able to live through this misery of sports in Atlanta. Keep up the great work. The Braves, I've been a Braves fan all my life. I'm 56 years old. And it seems like we always start off slow now, not typically this slow. We get pumped up in the off season, and then it just comes down to no pitching, and now this year, no hitting. I got one question. Night before last, we had 19 strikeouts.
Yes.
The record is 20 or 21?
Correct.
Wow. Major league ball players getting paid and 19 strikeouts. That's just frustrating on any level.
It is. And here's the other part about this real quick. It wasn't as if we were facing one of the all-time greats. That's the other side of it. It wasn't like it was Nolan Ryan out there throwing a complete game. It was an average to above average pitching, you know, staff and a starter that you go, okay, the Blue Jays don't have the best staff in the Major League Baseball, guys.
Bass is good, but we made him look like Nolan Ryan yesterday.
That's the problem. It wasn't like, okay, who are we facing today? Oh, man, we're going to have problems.
Yeah. So what do we got from this? Basically, the frustration, we're not clutch, the work's not being put. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how, if you're Snicker, you're supposed to basically. What are you going to, as we said yesterday, you're going to pull the Bull Durham? Start throwing bats at guys in the shower?
Well, these
are professionals, as the other caller pointed out.
If he thought, Mike, I think, if he thought guys weren't giving the effort, that would be worthy. Does he feel that way? Because I think it was Cody said, look, I don't see the heart. Or one of our callers just, you know, I don't see that. Now you're questioning the effort. Or is it that they're just not hitting right now? Either way,
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your frustrations are our frustrations, guys.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.